through tight game. It didn't look like that at 11 for 3 when Phil Eagleston had blew away the top order.
Yeah, he bowled extremely well. In fact, it's probably the best spell I've seen him bowl in a long time, and ripped out the top order, which was a brilliant way for us to start. And but then, in true Northwest fashion, they showed their true grit and spirit, and Johnny Thompson and Ricky Lee Doherty batted extremely well with the rest of the tail towards the end and put us under pressure. And although 230 was always a bit below par, it still takes a wee bit of batting. And to be fair, Jonesy and Johnny Terrick was off to a good start.
And yourself, you got a few over there at the end. You see them through.
Yeah, I suppose when you've played as long as I have, you've seen those situations before. But it doesn't get any easier, and the nerves are still there. But I had plenty of support. Just nobody wanted to stay with me for long enough. But that was grand, and got over the line, which is good.
Switch to T20 mode tomorrow. Two big games for yourselves against. I suppose you need a couple of wins to get yourself back on that.
Yeah, we do. T20 to both the Northwest and ourselves is quite a new thing at this level. A lot of boys haven't played T20 against the Leinster guys, especially, and you can get away with certain things in club cricket, but when you come up a level, then you're tested, and hopefully tomorrow we can stand up to the challenge.
And it's been a great competition, lots of close finishes. Another one today, you seem to be involved most of them.
Yeah, and the sun has shone again today, and Cumber looking splendid as ever. It's a lovely place to play, and good games are tight games as long as we win them.